Good morning.
早安。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time here that we can be in your house this morning.
父神，我们谢谢你给我们今天早上能在你的殿中。
God, speak your words to us.
神，求你向我们说话。
And Lord, have mercy on me.
求你给 Mr. Bowman 你的怜悯。
A sinner.
一个成为一个罪人。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
We're going to start by reading this morning's passage.
我们今天的经文。
Matthew 22 verses 35 through 38.
马太福音第22章35到38节。
One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, Teacher.Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength and your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
马太福音二十二章三十五到三十八节，内中有一个人是法律律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7.
我们还要再看 一节经文，是生命记六章四到七节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的神。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Let's begin with a question.
所以一开始要有一个测验。
When your son or daughter leaves home someday, which one of the following would you want most for them? A.
Go ahead.
To be successful academically. B. To be successful athletically. C.To be successful socially, or D, to be a person of faith and character.
问题就在这个荧幕上。It's up there. So.
Okay. So as the brother said, it would be nice to have E, all of the above.
正像其中有一位弟兄说，他希望有答案 E 是以上皆是。
But if you could only choose one, which would you choose?
但是要是你一定要选其中一个呢?
You most likely chose D, that the faith and character development of your children is most important.
你大概最有可能就是选最后一个选项，就是他们的敬虔还有他们的品格是很重要的。
Or because we're here in church, that D must be the right answer.
还是因为现在大家都坐在教堂里面，所以正常答案是 D。
Let's reframe the question.
那我们换一个角度来问这个问题。
Which one of the following parenting issues gets the best of your time, effort, money, anxiety, and planning? A. Academics. B. Athletics. C. Social life. Or D. Faith and character development. This question is more difficult to answer.
我想要是换一个角度来问这个问题，你的大概就比较难回答了。
Sadly, too few of us could honestly answer that D, faith and character development, get the best of our time, energy, and effort.
很可惜，我想我们当中要很少有人可以很诚实的回答说，我们是把时间、金钱还有体力花在教育我们孩子的信仰还有品格上。
Before we go into the scripture, I have one more question.
So, 我们在查经看这段经文之前，我还有一个问题。
How do you define successful parenting?
你对儿子这个孩子的成教养孩子成功的秘诀是 怎么定义的。
Let me offer a definition from this morning's passage.
我想要向大家提供一个我的解释，透过今天的经文。
Success is not helping our children be what they want to be.
所以成功的秘诀并不是帮助你的孩子想要成为他们想要成为的人。
Or what we want them to be.
也不是帮助他们想要成为我们希望他成为的人。
Success is helping our children become what God wants them to be.
教养孩子成功的秘诀是帮助他成为一个合神心意的人。
In order for us as parents to help our children to become what God wants them to be,
要帮助我们的孩子能够成为合神心意的人。
We as parents need to be on the path of transformation into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
我们家长自己要尽量走上神，让我们能够心意更新而变化，这样子的一个路程，才能够以基督的心为心。
And I believe that this morning's passage teaches us God's vision for transformation of the family.
我相信今天我们读的这段经文是神要帮助我们知道怎么样子能够做这样子的更新，而且是整个家庭一起做生命的更新。
Our journey begins with a question that Jesus faced from a religious leader of his day.
所以我们今天看到马太福音段经句，他是看到一个当时的一个宗教领袖。
In Matthew 22:33-35, Jesus is pinned down by a question by a religious leader.
所以就在这段经文当中，这个宗教的领袖正在问耶稣一个蛮尖锐、蛮难回答的问题。
One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
其中呢，他其实是一个对律法非常是个律法的专家。他问耶稣这个问题
：Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law？
他就问耶稣说：“这当中到底哪一个是律法当中最重要的呢
？”Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
所以耶稣的答案是：你要爱神，要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这就是诫命中的第一最大的。
So the question is posed to Jesus.
所以这个问题其实是向耶稣问的。
If God calls us to do just one thing, what is it?
要是神在我们生命中对我们只有那唯一的一项呼召的话，那是什么呢？
Isn't it awesome that there is an actual answer to this question?
你不觉得圣经居然有这个问题的答案是一件很奇妙的事吗？
There is purpose to life.
这是告诉我们，我们的生命其实是有意义的，是有目标的。
Jesus says the reason you and I were created is to love him with all our heart and our whole being.
耶稣是说，我们被创造的原因是要用我们全身、全心、全人来爱上帝。
I love Psalm 27.
我很喜欢诗篇二十七篇。
It is my favorite psalm.
这是我最喜欢的一段经文，诗篇的经文。
And in verse 4, it describes this type of love for God.
所以在第四节的时候有形容这种爱神的心。
One thing I ask of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求耶和华。
This is what I seek.
我仍要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
And to seek him in his temple.
在他殿里寻求，求问。
Isn't that a beautiful picture of someone who loves God with all their heart?
这岂不是正画着一幅非常爱神、尽心尽力爱神的一幅图画吗？
A person who loves God with all their heart would be a person who prays throughout the day.
一个爱神、全心全意爱神的人，就是他从早到晚都在感谢神的人。
Speaking and listening to God.
是向神说话，也从神那里听取神的教导。
This person would be drawn to God in reading the Bible more than anything.
这样子的一个人，他最受读圣经吸引，比世界上任何一件事情来的重要。
More powerfully than cell phones.
比低头看着手机还要有吸引力。
Hobbies.
比你个人的兴趣嗜好还有吸引力。
The internet.
比网络还有吸引力。
or TV.
或是比电视还要有吸引力。
This person would seek to be obedient to God in every area of their life.
这样子一个人，他会透过他生命任何一个情况都要寻求神。
And to hate their own sin.
并且是厌恶罪恶的人。
They would have a heart filled with compassion for those who don't know Jesus Christ yet.
他们也对那些还不认识耶稣的人蛮有怜悯的心。
In an urgent sense to share the gospel with them.
也对于传福音是富有急迫感。
Do these things describe your life?
以上这样子的形容是不是在形容你呢？
They are not always true of me, but I wish they were.
很可惜，这些形容词不见得一直持续的都在形容像我这样子一个人，但我希望。
Philosopher Blaise Pascal once was famously quoted as saying that every human being is filled with a God-shaped hole in their heart.
所以有一个哲学家叫 Blaise Pascal， 他说每一个人其实心中的好像有一个神的形象的容器。
And that if we don't fill it, we are restless until we do.
要是我们不把这个容器填满的话，我们就会非常的不安。
I tried filling the void in my heart with drugs and alcohol.
我们不填满的话，我们会不会得到满足。所以我自己曾经也透过毒品，透过喝酒来试着填满这个空虚。
Inappropriate relationships with the opposite sex.
我也与不同异性有不正当的行为。
Rock and roll, sports.
我很沉迷于体育还有摇滚音乐。
God in His mercy rescued me at the age of 29 years old.
但是神在我29岁的时候，透过他的恩典与怜悯拯救了我。
Jesus came into my heart.
耶稣进了我的心。
And praise God, He is not finished with me yet.
赞美神，我知道神他在我身上的工作还没有完成。
I am on the path of transformation into the likeness of Christ.
我正走在这心意更新而变化的这个路上。
What about you?
你呢?
How have you tried to fill that void in your heart?
你怎么样尝试在填满这心中的这个容器呢?
That God-shaped hole that only a love relationship with God can satisfy.
你怎么填满这个神的形状的这个缺口呢? 是需要与神建立爱才能够满足的。
Many people spend their lives failing to find contentment.
很多人他们花很多的时间，但是是失败，是去寻找这样子的满足。
All because they are not in a love relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
这所有的原因其实都归咎于他们没有回到与神建立那样子的关系当中。
So Jesus said, the most important thing in all of life is to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
所以耶稣说，你最重要生命最重要的诫命就是要尽心尽心尽力爱你主你的神。
In order for us to fully understand the great commandment,
我们要能够真的深入的来了解神最大的诫命。
We need to refer to the Old Testament passage where it is found.
我们必须要再回到旧约这段生命记来更深入的来查。
Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7.
生命记六章四到七节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
Before we can love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, we need to recognize God is one.
所以在我们能够尽心、尽意、尽力来爱神之前，其实我们要先承认这位神是独一的神。
Hold up your pointer finger and repeat after me.
所以我希望大家都举起你的食指。
One God.
跟我一起说，一位真神。
This is the first of the Ten Commandments.
这个是十诫当中的第一诫。
We as Christians recognize one God.
我们作为基督徒，我们承认只有这独一的真神。
In three persons.
但是三位一体的神。
God the Father.
圣父。
God the Son.
圣子。
And God the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五跟第六节。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Several years ago, I began underlining the word heart every time I came across it in the Bible.
几年前我开始，每一次我只要读到圣经上有心这个字，我就在下面划线。
It is found over 1,000 times.
在圣经当中其实有一千多次提到心这个字。
God in His Word focuses on the centrality of our hearts over and over again.
从这当中我们可以看到神其实他要透过他的话语将我们的注意力回到我们的心上。
God was very clear from the beginning that following Him was never simply to become follow a list of do's and don'ts.
神其实很清楚地让我们知道一开始他要我们遵守他的命令并不是只是这样一条一条地遵守命令而已。
He is looking for something deeper.
他其实是要更我们更深层地去追求他。
Your hearts and the hearts of your children.
他要你用你的心还要用你孩子的心来追随他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because He knows that we naturally follow what we love.
因为神知道我们其实我们的心在哪里，我们的我们所爱的就在哪，我们爱在哪，我们心就在哪里。
I was brought up watching TV.
我从小就习惯看电视。
At the end of a long day, I naturally gravitate to the remote control.
所以忙碌的一整天，回家我就很自然的会去拿起遥控器。
My wife does not need to remind me to watch TV.
我太太不需要提醒我说你要看电视了。
Washing the dishes or picking up my clothes are another subject.
但是洗碗啊，要捡地上的脏衣服就另当别论。
We naturally pursue the things that we love.
我们很自然的会去追求我们心里所向往的。
That is why faith is first and foremost a matter of the heart.
这就为什么其实信仰最重要的一件事其实是在于心。
Because when God has our hearts, He has everything else.
因为神要是他得着了我们的心，其实他就得着了我们全人。
But what best prepares our hearts for a love relationship with God?
但是到底是什么样子的东西才能够装备我们的心来跟神建立关系呢？
How and where do our hearts get shaped?
我们的心是在哪里，而且用什么方式被塑造？
Our homes and families.
答案是在我们自己的家庭当中。
More powerfully and more permanently than anywhere else on earth.
其实家庭对我们人的影响是最具有影响力，而且是最具有长久的影响力。
Think about an experience you had as a child that made a positive experience on you, on your heart.
请你回想在你幼小的心灵有没有从家中对你有一些正面的影响的经验呢？
And how that built character into your life.
并且想想这正面的影响是不是对你的人格有什么样子的影响？
Hopefully many thoughts came to your mind.
希望你能够勾起你许多过往的回忆。
But no matter how happy and healthy your family was,
但是不管你过去你成长家庭的这个经历是多么健康多么的快乐幸福。
We all have experienced heart damage when we were young.
我们每个人在成长过程大概也有受过这个伤心的经验。
The hearts of your children are being formed right now.
你孩子现在的心正是在被塑造当中。
Your daily schedules.
你每一天的行程。
Discussions around the dinner table.
你在餐桌上面的一些对话。
How you spend your money.
你花钱的方式。
Are all shaping the hearts of your children.
其实都一点一滴的在塑造你孩子的心。
Their worldview.
他们对世界的观感。
Morality.
他们的道德观。
And faith are all taking shape right before your eyes.
还有信仰，其实都在你的眼前慢慢的被塑造。
God has granted us as parents overwhelming power and influence in the hearts of our children.
所以神其实给我们做父母有一个非常巨大的影响，对孩子有很大的影响力。
Teachers,
老师们
Sunday school teachers,
主日学的老师,
coaches,
教练,
tutors,
还有家教,
even pastors and ministers,
甚至是教,牧师或是传道人,
at best can merely scratch the surface of a child's heart who is not our own.
他们对我们孩子的影响顶多就只是一个肤浅的一个,影响罢了。
We must realize that God has given parents the primary responsibility and power.
我们要了解的是神其实是赋予我们做父母最重要对孩子最重要的一个权柄。
To shape the hearts of our children.
父母的责任是要来塑造你孩子的心。
And we must not delegate that responsibility to others.
而我们做父母的不应该把这个责任推卸给别人。
Imagine a teenage girl walking down the hall of her school.
我们来设想一个少女，她正在学校的走廊上走着。
And a boy comes up to her and says,
有一个男孩子走上她跟她说,
Wow, are you ugly? No one is ever going to marry you.
哇，你好丑，没有人会要娶你的。
What a horrible and a hurtful thing to hear.
你想想看，这是多么难听伤人的话。
Now imagine that girl goes home.
但你在想象，要是这个女孩子她回家。
And her father says to her.
她爸爸对她说。
Wow, are you ugly?
Wow, 你好丑哦。
No one is ever going to marry you.
没有人会想要娶你的。
Is there a difference between those two insults?
你觉得这两个侮辱有什么差别吗？
You better believe there is.
我希望你是说有差别的。
Those words coming from the mouth of a father impact the deepest places of her heart.
那个从爸爸口中所说出的耻辱，其实是对这女孩子是有非常深刻的印象。
The power of a parent to wound their child's heart is extreme.
父母握有那个杀对孩子的心杀的杀伤力是非常强的。
I can still hear my father calling me an idiot and asking if I have rocks in my head.
到现在为止，我都还记得我父亲说我是个白痴，问我头脑是不是石头做的。
How many of you have ever held a newborn baby in your hands?
我们当中有多少人曾经抱过新生儿？
Isn't it amazing how tiny and fragile that baby is?
你是不是为这样脆弱又小的生命感到惊奇呢？
You are literally holding that child's life in your hands.
你真的就是将他的生命握在你的手中。
I'll never forget the first time I held my daughter Abigail in my hands.
我永远都不会忘记我抱我的女儿 Abigail 在我手中。
She was only 7 pounds and 12 ounces.
她才七磅十二盎司。
If I dropped her, it could have caused serious damage.
要是我一不小心把她滑落在从我手中滑落的话，大概对他会有非常重大的影响、伤害。
We must remember that the hearts of our children are just as fragile now as they were as their bodies were when they were babies.
我们要记得的是，我们的孩子现在不管他在哪个阶段，他的心其实就跟出生儿当时身体是那样子的脆弱。
Our careless words,
我们无心的一些话语
，harsh treatment,
比较严厉的处分。
An angry outburst can cause damage that may last a lifetime.
有的时候，脾气的发泄都会对这些孩子有一辈子的影响。
Those who are closest to us have the greatest power to hurt us.
其实，在我们身边最亲的人，其实握有那样伤我们最大的一个能力。
And thankfully, also the greatest power to build us up.
但是，这同样的这群亲人也握有那个能够建造我们的能力。
Children need a home,
孩子们他们需要家
which they are confident that mom and dad loves God,
一个家让他们能够知道很有确信父母亲是爱上帝
love each other,
父母彼此相爱
and love them,
这父母也很爱他孩子们
love God first,
但要先爱神
each other second,
再爱彼此是第二
and them third,
最后第三是 the third is to love.
Third is love their children.
再爱孩子。
These three loves provide the greatest place foundation for a family.
这样子的爱是建立是给孩子一个非常好的基础。
So we have learned from Jesus that the purpose of life is to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
所以到现在为止，我们已经学到要爱神是要尽心、尽性、尽力。
And this love for God is first and foremost a matter of the heart.
但这个爱神其实最重要是要从心发出。
And our hearts and the hearts of our children are shaped most powerfully at home.
而我们的心，我们孩子的心最重要塑造的环境就是在家里。
Deuteronomy 6:7.
生命记六章七节。
Impress them on your children.
你要也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
So the first action step of the great commandment is to impress them on your children.
所以在经文提到的第一个行动的的命令是什么呢？就是要给他们，让他们能够记神的话语在心中。
According to God's word.
要靠着神的话。
You begin by impressing the hearts of your children with a love for God and His commands.
透过神的话，你能够将这个神的话语烙印在孩子的心中。
Impress them on your children.
你要殷勤地教训儿女。
This teaches us that God's primary plan for discipleship and evangelism.
所以这教我们神他最首要对于传福音的教导，对于教训孩子的教导，
is from parent to child.
这个责任其实是从家长、父母亲到儿子、孩子。
Why did God give you your children?
你觉得神为什么要赐给你你的孩子呢？
He did not give you your children to drive you crazy.
他不是赐给你孩子来捣乱你的生命。
And to spend all your money.
也不是让你能够把你的钱都花光。
God has entrusted them to you so that you would help them get safely home to heaven.
神将你的孩子托付给你是因为你能够很平安地将这孩子带领到神的天国。
So they will grow up to know, love, follow and serve Jesus Christ.
在这过程当中孩子能够长大去服侍爱 这位神。
He has given you the mission of training your children.
他给你的使命是要你能够训练你的孩子。
So they can be saved.
教训他们这些以所以你的孩子也能够得救。
And bring many others to heaven with them.
而且透过你的孩子他们也能够带领更多的人认识耶稣。
God has created your family to be a discipleship center.
神他创造你的家庭是为了能够是像一个门徒训练中心。
And so you will help each other to love him more every day.
在这样子的环境当中是彼此教训能够让彼此相爱。
What kind of center is your family?
你的家庭是怎么样子的一个中心呢？
Is it a sports center?
是一个体育中心吗？
An activity center?
是一个活动中心吗？
Maybe it's a wealth building center.
也许是一个体能健全的中心。
Or a scholastic center.
也许是一个教育中心。
My hope and prayer is that it is a discipleship center.
我希望每一个人的家庭是一个门徒训练中心。
Matthew 28:19 is the Great Commission.
马太福音二十八章十九节是神的大使命。
Jesus told his followers to go and make disciples.
耶稣叫他的门徒说去将世界做我的门徒。
As Christian parents, our Great Commission is at home with our children.
作为基督徒的家长，我们神给我们的大使命就是先把我们的孩子教育成神的门徒。
As a children's minister, you would think that I have this impress them on your children thing down.
作为一个儿童的牧师，你以为我其实对这个是一个专家了。
To my shame, often ministry here at church.
其实我很惭愧的承认，其实透过我这样子的一个事工。
Or the Bruins or the Red Sox get the best of my time, energy, and effort.
常常呢，其实是这个体育是看棒球赛足球赛才吸引了我的注意力。
I am trying to get to know and love God more.
我的确是在试着能够每一天的能够更认识神。
Into loving my wife.
也学习更加的爱我的妻子。
Into raising our daughter to be the woman God wants her to be.
也学习在教育我的女儿，希望她能够成为一个神心意的人。
It's not too late for me.
我觉得这个过程并不晚，开始不晚。
And it's not too late for you either.
对大家来说也一点都不晚。
Changing your family begins with changing your heart.
改变你家庭其实的关键是在于要先改变你的心。
I hope God has expanded your vision for your family.
我希望神已经拓展了你对你家庭的这个使命。
In Deuteronomy 6:7,
在申命记六章七节。
God has also provided us four moments every day.
神其实也提供我们看到，其实有在一天当中有四个不同的时段。
Four God-filled moments.
是四个被神充满的这个时段。
Talk about them.
第一是要先跟孩子们谈论神。
When you sit at home.
是要在哪里？在家里，坐在家里的时候。
When you walk or drive along the road.
第二是不管你是在走路的跟孩子一起走路或是在开车的时候
when you lie down
或是你要准备睡觉的时候
and when you get up
还有你刚起床的时候
so the formula for imperfect moms and dads
所以要对于我们这个不完全的父母亲的秘诀是什么呢
to help their children fall in love with God
我们要帮助孩子能够爱神要怎么做呢
Is to talk with them.
就是要跟孩子讨论神。
God instructs parents to talk with their children about spiritual things.
神教导我们做父母的是要跟我们的孩子谈论属灵的事。
He lays out four times every day where to do this.
他特别指明了这四个一天当中四个不同的时段。
Four strategic times.
四个非常有策略性的时刻。
The first critical time is when we sit at home.
第一个关键的时刻是当我们在家的时候。
You know those nights where we're all sitting around together, relaxing in the living room.
在家的什么时候呢？就是我们大家孩子们家长都坐在家里，都在在沙发上的时候。
Or moseying around the dinner table.
或是其实就在餐桌附近。
In an unhurried manner.
大家都不急着去做什么事。
Just chatting together in the living room.
就在聊天。
You don't have those times?
你们没有这样子的时刻吗？
Life is busier more than ever.
我们大家其实生活都非常的忙。
And it doesn't seem like there is an end in sight.
就好像忙到永无止境的忙。
But if our schedule is preventing us from sitting down together talking about the things of God with our family,
但是要是我们一天的行程，阻止我们拥有这样子能够跟家人一起谈天的时间的话，
then the schedule we have chosen is causing us to sin.
那是你的行程，你编排行程的这个行程害你去犯下这样子的罪恶。
Make changes to spend time together to sit at home and talk about God with your kids.
我鼓励大家去安排你这样的行程，以至于你有时间跟孩子谈论神。
The second time is when we walk or drive along the road.
第二个时刻呢，是当我们在走路或是在开车的时候。
Transition times.
也就是我们要从一个活动转换到另外一个活动的这个中间的时刻。
Make it a point to have spiritually focused conversations in your car when you're driving to church or school or wherever.
当你在开车跟孩子送孩子上学或是去教会的时候，你刻意的去安排一个机会跟你孩子谈论神。
The third time is when we lie down.
第三个时刻就是当要睡觉的时候。
My wife is better at this than I am.
我太太在这个时刻其实比我还要做得比我好。
Every night she prays Numbers 6:24-25 over our daughter.
每一天晚上呢，我太太就会跟我帮我女儿祷告，是透过民数记六章二十四节为我女儿祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你。
May the Lord make his face shine upon you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你。
And give you peace all the days of your life.
赐恩给你。
The only way to have sweet dreams is with God in your heart.
唯一能够做美梦的一个秘诀就是要有神在你的心中。
The fourth time is when you get up.
第四个关键时刻是起床的时候。
This is my time to be with the Lord.
这个时刻对我来说是我跟神亲近的时候，时刻。
To pray.
祷告的时刻。
To journal.
是写我的笔记的时刻。
To read God's words.
读神话语的时刻。
And to meditate.
而且是思考神话语的时刻。
Over the years, I have intentionally read the Bible with Abigail and prayed with her before she goes off to school.
过去这几年，我很刻意的在我女儿上学之前，都跟她一起坐下来祷告，读神的话语。
There is no better way to start your family's day than with God.
没有一个比从神开始一天来的更好的方式。
The world does not need more smart people.
这世界其实不太需要再多一个聪明绝顶的人。
It does not need more athletic people.
也不太需要一个体育很强势的人。
It does not need more musical people.
也不需要一个音乐的才能。
It does not need more rich and famous people.
也不再需要有钱有名的人。
There is nothing wrong with those things.
其实以上这样，这些人并没有什么不好的。
But they are not the answer.
但是他们并不是我们追求的答案。
The world needs more people who will love Jesus Christ more than anything.
这世界需要最迫切的需要爱神比爱任何一件事多的人。
And who will bring his love and compassion to everyone they meet.
我们需要是怎么样的人是能够将神带到别人的面前的人。
We need to raise up the next generation to love God with all their hearts.
我们要兴起下一代，一代是能够全心全意爱神的人。
Will you give your best to your family?
你愿意付出全力为你的家人听吗？
Your time, energy, and creativity.
花你的时间、你的精力，还有你的创造力吗？
To the spiritual life of your family.
你愿意这样花在你属灵的家庭身、属灵的家庭身上吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
thank you that we can be called children of yours.
谢谢你，因为我们能成为你的儿女。
Bless each family represented here this morning.
求你赐福给我们在座所有的家庭。
Have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
May we love you, Lord.
求你帮助我们爱你。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意行成全。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen. 请起立。